Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Meghan Markle's sister Samantha has released The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister, a memoir, part one. The book is 272 pages and includes eye-catching chapter titles, including Markle Beginnings, When Grandma Said the N-Word, The Queen Would Be Appalled, and Looking for Mr. Right the Wrong Way. Newsweek had a look at the book and shared some highlights. Thomas Markle was caught faking images of him getting ready for the royal wedding just days before his daughter tied the knot with Prince Harry at Windsor Castle. In the aftermath, the father of the bride announced he would pull out of the ceremony to spare his daughter's blushes, and days later he suffered a heart attack. Samantha writes, I got a call from someone offering to connect me with a photographer friend by the name of Jeff Rayner, who promised to discreetly take photographs of my father, putting him in an honest light, because other photographers had been so disparaging intentionally. I received no money for the deal per my request, and the goal for my father was not money, because he had been turning down $50,000 interviews. It was just allowing the royals and the world to see him in his proper light, because he was so horribly labelled and photographed. It was like watching vultures feast, the photographer said. Don't worry, I'll take good care of your dad and nobody will even see. When I saw some of the photographs, I was delighted until I saw an article that said he staged photographs. I nearly choked when I saw photographs of the photographer walking 3 feet behind my father, as seen on an internet cafe surveillance camera. I was guaranteed that he would not be visible, and I'm sure he knew that the camera was there on the ceiling, so I felt as though I had been baited, and so had my father. I was guaranteed it would be discreet, and that he publicly allowed himself to be seen walking 3 feet behind my father with a long lens camera, and furthermore, bragged about it on his Facebook page the following day. I sent an email to the photographer, letting him know that I was horribly upset by what had occurred, and he said that he would arrange something with my father that would make him happy, and that he would fix the situation. The damage was done, and the thought of fixing it was tragicomedy at best. It was a catch-22 situation. And as we all had bills to pay, and I am living with disability, I decided that when it was appropriate, and what I had to say seemed to have social utility, why should I not be compensated? The world was wanting to know about so many things, and I refused to lie helpless, tied to train tracks, bound and gagged. It was appalling to me to think that anyone would assume that it was okay for media to make millions of dollars on us while we struggled. And yet the interviewers took our time and made exponentially more money than we ever could by using us as subjects. I believe in win-win situations, and I was adamant about the fact that if they were going to make money, then so were we. I did not feel I had to apologize for that, because money allows us to survive. I knew that I could put some of that money towards adaptive equipment I needed in my home, so that I would be safer and be able to navigate my home. Palace Intrigue will be right back. While at this time of the recording, we've yet to see any recaps of what words Her Majesty may or may not have used, we're sure that the book will be quite analyzed in the upcoming days. OK Magazine picked up on this part. Meghan Markle and first husband Trevor Engelson may have parted ways after the actress had an affair with one of her Suits co-stars, claims the Duchess' half-sister Samantha, according to a world-exclusive report in the Royal Observer. Samantha writes, We heard through the grapevine that Meg was involved with someone on the show. I was in shock because I thought they had a marriage that defied all odds in Hollywood. We really didn't talk about her marital problems, and I wish that we could have because I had been through it and I felt I could be an experienced source of comfort and maybe advice. There will very likely be a lot more to come about The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister, a memoir, part one. And switching gears, did William's pals give Kate Middleton an unflattering nickname? Yahoo writes, It's hard to imagine, but there was a time when Prince William's aristocratic friends didn't believe Kate Middleton was good enough for the future king. In fact, the prince's friends believed she was a social climber, not worthy of entering their social circle, which led to merciless bullying. And there was one cruel nickname in particular they gave her and her sister Pippa Middleton as a result. Kate and Pippa's ubiquity earned them the hurtful moniker the Wisteria Sisters in the British media, who snarkily reasoned that the women were highly decorative, terribly fragrant, and with a ferocious ability to climb. The name stuck with William's friends, who didn't think Kate was in the right class to be dating a future king. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.